Lately, I've noticed people weeping in the aisles at their local drugstore. You see, they're in the greeting card section, soaking in the sentiment of Mother's Day cards, searching for the one that most fits their own sweet flesh and blood. I'm a make-your-own card kid, probably because I got so much fanfare in elementary school from my construction paper carts, overflowing with doilies, glitter, and papier-mâché carnations. My mom loved them, still has them. In the old days, way before I had any money of my own, I'd search through Mom's gift drawer looking for something to give her for Mother's Day. It was filled with all kinds of odd items she'd buy, just in case one of my teachers got married or pregnant. There was always a slew of hankies, personalized hankies. She always bought them on sale, so most of the letters were Y's, K's, or W's. One time I cut a fancy W off and then sewed it back on, upside down, creating a makeshift M for Mom. I slipped it onto her Mother's Day breakfast tray, and even though the sunny-side-up eggs spilled all over, Mom daintily retrieved the hanky and dabbed the tears off her cheeks. It's not so simple anymore. Yesterday I received a brightly colored catalog in the mail. This one had a flowery red arrow on the cover, leading me into the gifts for Mom section. No bathrobes or slippers here. Instead, I was told to buy Mom some padded satin hangers and matching shoe shapers, a Water Whiz indoor hose, an aqua mask for sinus headaches, a personalized TV Guide book cover with Mom written in 22-karat gold, and a glow-in-the-dark egg white egg yolk separator. Naturally, the hammock on the last page was highlighted in red, white, and blue for Father's Day. Mom still isn't supposed to be seen lying down. Mother's Day was made official by Woodrow Wilson's signature in 1914. It was inspired by an anxiety-ridden daughter, who wished she and her mom had gotten along better. Before the daughter could make everything all right, her mother died, and a holiday was born. And what a holiday it is, moving every kind of person, from the most cynical to the most sentimental, to doing something special for Mom, even if they haven't spoken to her since last May. Mother's Day makes people guilty. I feel guilty. You see, last Mother's Day I promised I'd take my mom to lunch and then to a museum. Somehow we never got it together, even though we live in the same town. But Mom hasn't forgotten, so this year I swear it'll be two museums, and of course I'll buy her the obligatory bouquet. But we won't be going to a restaurant for dinner. As Mom says, they sling it to you. It's too much food and you really can't enjoy it. And she complains about how your eyes and nose tear from inhaling a room full of pungent pink carnation corsages. When it comes down to it, my mom really rather receive a handmade card filled with some heartfelt message and a promise for an outing that may never happen. You see, Mom knows it's a thought that counts.